It's time for the Yoda Squirts Podcast. Yoda Squirts Squirt 30. Remember, celebrities are still stupid. And here is some pooping and farting just for you. And now the story, Marshmallow Mountain. Bill Maher stood naked upon the cold tile floor, slowly spreading peanut butter all over his body. 20 feet away, a dog sat in a large cage, wagging its tail. Bill Maher finished applying the peanut butter and set the jar down on a nearby table, then took a step toward the cage. Just then, the door on the far side of the room opened, and Brent Spiner came in. He looked at Bill Maher, then the caged dog, then averted his eyes to the floor.
"Oh, hello there," said Bill.
"Hello, Your Majesty," said Brent.
"I'm the king of Marshmallow Mountain," said Bill.
"Yes, Your Majesty, you are," said Brent.
"Now go make me a cup of hot chocolate. I'm going to be special friends with this dog, and that's going to make me thirsty."
Brent bowed and scuttled from the room. Lizzie Tibbins lay on her stomach moaning, wearing a bikini. Tommy Tibbins crouched above her, spreading lotion across her back.
"You always know just the right way to do it," she said.
Tommy just smiled and pressed a little harder, inching slightly closer to her body. Just then, a voice floated up from downstairs. It was their mom.
"Hey, what are you kids up to?" she called.
"Nothing, Mom," they said in unison.
Tommy started wiping off Lizzie's back with a stiff towel.
"You're not playing Star Wars again, are you?" said their mom.
"No, Mom," they said again. Lizzie started pulling on clothes.
"You better not be playing the Billy Ray and Miley Cyrus game," called their mom.
Tommy felt his pants tighten. They didn't respond.
"Well, you two come down here. It's time for dinner," called their mom.
After they finished adjusting their clothes and Tommy gave himself a few moments to calm down, they started walking down the stairs. They heard the whispering of their mother float up to them.
"Stop jerking off. The kids are coming."
There was a sigh and the distinct sound of a zipper being pulled. Tommy and Lizzie finished walking downstairs into the living room and found their dad sitting on the couch with a large smile on his face while their mom stood in front of them.
"Dinner's ready, kids," she said and pointed towards the kitchen.
The group wandered into the kitchen and sat around the table. Just then there was a pounding on the back door. Tommy could see it was Eddie through a window. He jumped up and opened the door with a questioning look on his face.
Tommy, you've got to see this," said Eddie breathlessly.
Then he turned and raced off, not even looking to see if Tommy was following. Tommy looked back at his family, then they all ran after. Eddie stood at the edge of the street when Tommy and his family caught up to him. He gestured down the street and they all looked. They could see someone running towards them and they heard lots of yapping.
From the evening darkness, the person materialized into Bill Maher, covered with peanut butter, running at full speed. Behind him chased a pack of enthusiastic dogs. In the rear of the pack ran John Stewart, naked save for the sheep he held in front, yelling, "I'm next! I'm next!" After a moment, the entire group ran around a curve in the road and disappeared from sight. Tommy shook his head and said, "Somehow I always knew." The group turned and went back into the house. Yoda Squirts! Go to yodasquirts.blogspot.com. Lots of videos and junk and crap there. You can comment on it or not. Oh, tasty. You can also find the voicemail number there and links to the YouTube channel and the Twitter channel. So go there and do stuff.